Olson, St. Helena, California, September 9, 1906. Elder Olson, dear brother, you must keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. It is not right that you should become discouraged when you see unbelief coming into the churches. Gird on the armor of the Lord. Grace unto you, and peace, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 2 to 5. We will not advise you to be in any way discouraged. Opposition will come. Unbelief will be manifested by those who do not encourage faith and hope. When you cannot tell which way to turn, rest the whole matter with God. Encourage in your heart the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance upon them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power, that, not the human agencies, but the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 7 to 12. Elder Olson, are you desirous of leaving Australia? I have hoped that yourself and wife would continue to remain for a time where you are. When your work in Australia is finished, you will be guided to some other field, which the Lord will reveal to you. The Lord has a work for you somewhere, but wherever that field may be, do not make an incomplete work of your consecration. Strive earnestly to glorify God, who has given his only begotten Son to save you. When you teach the Word, keep to the affirmative, and let the melting mercy of the love of God into your heart, and the quickening influence of his Holy Spirit into your mind. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, and is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 to 12. Dear brother Olson, be of good courage in the Lord. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Verses 13, 14. Now is our time to pray and to believe, and to do earnest work before the church, the means of higher education, and the agency of the Holy Spirit. That agency is truly for your life. Christ, the chief physician, has the only hand that can apply the unfailing remedy. I am instructed by the Holy Spirit to say, all who believe the truth are to be the Lord's messengers. As disciples, they are to learn continually of Christ how to lift up their thoughts, to enlarge their expectations, and to have the loftiest conceptions of his excellence and grace, that the endowment of his Holy Spirit may compensate for the loss of his personal presence. This the Savior sought to impress on the minds of his disciples. Let there be more earnest prayer in seeking the Lord. Everyone, said Christ, that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. Matthew 7, verse 8. I am enjoined to urge upon every teacher of the gospel the need of multiplying and enlarging their conceptions of what Christ will be to them in carrying responsibilities. Capabilities increase wonderfully under the Holy Spirit's power.
Work under the application of the Word. Preach short discourses, right to the point. Then call for those who desire to reach a higher standard to signify their desire and take their position as humble suppliants for increase of tenderness and for the pitying love of Jesus for all their fellow beings. You who believe the truth, will you die to your own self-uplifting? Will you seek the Lord most earnestly? Pray. Pray as humble seekers. Do not put your ingenuity to work to prove that others are evil, but tell them in tenderness to probe deeply their own sinful hearts and pray that the Lord will purge the soul temple of sins. Let each confess his own sins. Then may he draw nigh with full assurance of faith. Exhort your brethren to let brotherly love continue. The peace of God, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Hebrews 13, verse 20, 21. These words are impressed upon my mind. The elders which are among you I exhort, which am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 11.